Medical school, especially that first year, is packed with chemistry, biology, exams, exams, and more exams. But at the University of Pennsylvania and a handful of other schools, students have another assignment, checking in with a patient living with a chronic disease during the first 2 years of med school. Dr. Horace DeLisser oversees Penn's program. It's over 10 years old, and it's mandatory for all students.
That first year and a half is a time when the students are, I think, most open to some of the lessons that this kind of experience could teach.
DeLisser says if they can learn early on to understand that each patient comes with an experience and a story, the hope is that as doctors, they can do a better job providing care that's meaningful. So the program matches students up with willing patients, and they must connect monthly, either in person or over the phone. DeLisser says the experience is more intimate than what some students are used to, but that's the point.
Even if in the beginning you're awkward and this kind of interaction feels uncomfortable, I think once you get into the relationship, particularly as the patients are giving to the students, I think a lot of that really dissipates. Plus, getting to know people is fun.
We got a piece of paper with your name on it, your address, your phone number, and a list of the doctor's appointments you have and some of the medical problems you have. That's all the information we had on you.
Amelia Breyer was matched with Linda Hines-Gordon. They first met in the waiting room of Hines-Gordon's doctor's office in 2012.
We got to talking. And I told her how my day went, how my day goes.
I mean, and to be candid, waiting 2 hours for an appointment that isn't yours, it's kind of a little, it's extra frustrating.
I was ready to go home.
Hines Gordon is 50 years old. She's tall, slender, and smiles a lot. She has a congenital heart defect, diabetes, and intellectual disability. Breyer is 28 and now in year two of medical school. She's short next to Hines Gordon.
Do you know much about, like, the heart condition that you had when you were younger?
No, because I was small. I was little. I was real little. The doctor said I had 50-50 chance to survive.
About 90 patients with a range of chronic diseases and backgrounds volunteer to participate in this program each year. A lot of them, like Hines Gordon, like the idea of sharing their experiences, maybe even helping to shape future doctors. Breyer admits some of the assignments, having to write essays, brought added stress for students amid other studies and exams. But she says she learned a lot by going to Hines Gordon's home.
So this is the patio. This is where you'll notice the smell of smoke when she opens up the door. Linda doesn't smoke, but turns out her husband does. Something I wouldn't have known about her otherwise.
Hi again. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing?
Good. Okay.
You know what? And how's your family doing?
Doing fine. I talked to my dad. I went to see my dad earlier today.
Hines Gordon goes over her medication regimen. This is all new to Breyer.
Here they are, yeah.
This is the PM. This is the 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. You don't see yourself as sick?
No, I don't.
So organized.
Breyer and Hines Gordon recently completed the year-and-a-half-long program. Breyer says she's just beginning to process the experience, and she's struggling a bit to figure out how this will help her in the clinical setting.
I think it's still a little too kind of early for me to digest it all. Day one of medical school, you don't know anything. And you don't really know what you're supposed to be doing exactly, what your role is. So I think it was difficult to understand as a student what we were supposed to get out of this.
DeLisser, who runs the program, says give it time. It may take months, even years, to realize the benefits.
I think you'll be a good doctor. And I have confidence in you that you'll do a good job.
Thanks. That really means, like, a lot to me. I really appreciate that.
I hope I see her again.
I hope so, too.
For The Pulse, I'm Alana Gordon.